MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The 2026 legislative session is entering its second to last week, and a number of controversial and potentially unconstitutional bills have been signed into law or are being discussed on the Senate or House floor. One of those is Senate Bill 17, a sweeping gun control proposal that opponents say represents one of the most extreme assaults on the Second Amendment in New Mexico history. Senate Bill 17 would ban the sale of a broad range of semi-automatic firearms labeled as extremely dangerous and impose heavy new mandates on federally licensed gun dealers. Senators voted 21-17 Saturday evening, after 6 hours of floor debate, to pass Senate Bill 17, with two Democrats joining all the Republicans present in opposition. Opponents say it is clearly unconstitutional, but Democrats passed it solely on Democratic votes.
When lawmakers arrive in Santa Fe, we swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States and to the New Mexico Senate. And so to knowingly vote against the Constitution is an abandonment of our duties as lawmakers,
said Senator Crystal Brantley, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Democrat chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Joe Cervantes, also said it was unconstitutional.
It was pointed out earlier that last year my conclusion was that this bill would be unconstitutional. It remains my opinion.
Four senators were absent or excused from the vote, two Republicans and two Democrats, Brandt, Campos, Munoz, and Tobiasen. And the first standalone trial from state prosecutors in a stream of lawsuits against Meta, the parent company of Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, is getting underway in New Mexico on Monday, and it could last nearly 2 months. Attorney General Raul Torres filed the suit, accusing Meta of creating a marketplace and breeding ground for predators who target children for sexual exploitation and failing to disclose what it knew about those harmful effects. Prosecutors say New Mexico is not seeking to hold Meta accountable for content on the platforms, but rather its role in pushing out that content through complex algorithms that proliferate material and can be addictive and harmful to children. Meta denies the civil charges while accusing the Attorney General of cherry-picking select documents and making, quote, sensationalist, irrelevant, and distracting arguments. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.